News. I'm David Byrd. Acting U.S. Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire faced questions Thursday about why he initially blocked the release of a whistleblower complaint now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
A redacted version of the whistleblower complaint at the heart of the Trump impeachment inquiry alleges the president pushed his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate rival Joe Biden and suggests a concerted White House effort to bury the details of their phone call.
That gave the whistleblower reason to believe that they, the White House, understood the gravity of what transpired in that call.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it a cover-up. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is dismissing the whole thing as more Democratic theatrics.
What in this case rises to impeachment?
Appearing before a House panel, acting National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire says the whistleblower did the right thing, but will not say if the allegations are credible, just that he's never seen anything like this.
This matter is unprecedented.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump assailed congressional Democrats for their impeachment inquiry, calling it nothing more than another witch hunt. Speaking in Washington after arriving from the UN General Assembly, Trump called the inquiry a disgrace and said it should not be allowed.
It's a terrible thing for our country. They can't do any work. They're frozen. The Democrats are going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it.
Meanwhile, the New York Times and the LA Times newspapers are reporting that Trump told staff at the UN he wanted to know who provided information to a whistleblower who filed the report that led to Thursday's hearing. Trump likened that person to a spy. The report outlined Trump's attempts to solicit Ukrainian President Zelensky's efforts to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter in order to gain political advantage. This is VOA News. France is mourning former President Jacques Chirac, a veteran politician and champion of multilateralism, European unity, and Africa, who died Thursday at age 86. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
Jacques Chirac was the ultimate political survivor, mayor of Paris for 18 years before becoming prime minister and later president for more than a decade. He will be remembered for many things, including being the first French head of state to acknowledge his country's role in the Holocaust in a 1995 speech, for also opposing the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. He will also be remembered for being a staunch fan of Africa. At home, Chirac had a mixed record. Still, many remember Chirac for his charm and his common touch, a man at ease with both diplomats and farmers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is issuing several recommendations as part of its investigations into two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets in Indonesia and Ethiopia. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
One recommendation is that Boeing should consider how confusion in the cockpit can slow down response by pilots when there is some kind of problem. The suggestion is Boeing underestimates response time to diagnose and react because of multiple alarms going off, competing for attention. MAX planes crashed in Indonesia and Ethiopia in the past year, killing 348 people. It will be up to investigators there to determine what caused the accidents. Preliminary reports point to an anti-stall system that kicked in based on faulty sensor readings, pushing the noses of the planes down. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN monitoring agency says that Iran has begun using advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium, a violation of a landmark agreement with world powers. The IAEA report said technologically advanced centrifuges at Iran's Natanz facility were accumulating or had been prepared to accumulate enriched uranium. The developments breach a landmark deal that world powers reached in 2015 that places limitations on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. President Donald Trump has pulled the United States out of that accord. The Pentagon said on Thursday it plans to send four radar systems, a battery of Patriot missiles, and about 200 support personnel to bolster Saudi Arabia's defenses after the largest ever attack on the kingdom's oil facilities this month. The deployment clarifies the Pentagon's announcement last week that it would send more forces after an attack on that facility. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA 1, The best music today.